Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
Her purpose is to bring us Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu. So we've had this discussion about TV licenses, right? So many South Africans aren't paying them. The SABC is kind of trying to meet us halfway in that they've requested Parliament to exempt TV licenses from VAT.
Yep, it's definitely a good move from the SABC, but still short-lived. If we take into context the fact that the SABC TV license fee currently sits at 265 Rand per annum, and that's essentially for anyone with some kind of TV headset. But their business model was fundamentally created at a time where streaming platforms, mobile devices weren't really in the mix and part of their competitive strategy. So this does call for a complete overhaul of their business strategy. If you consider the fact that they also do see a decline in terms of those who actually do comply and pay their TV licenses, that's only about 15% of the people who should comply in the South African population. And what's worse is that they've also continued to record a decline year after year in terms of the revenue collected from TV licenses, which currently accounts for 15% as well of their revenue collection strategy. But the CEO is trying to make significant strides within Parliament. Just yesterday, she actually had requested that Parliament should consider zero rating the TV license. And that means leaving it exempt from that 15% increase. So this does speak to some considerations that are being thought about and I guess potentially implemented. But it does also call for a complete shift just in terms of consumer behavior and highlighting the level of compliance. Because if you consider the fact that those who don't pay their TV licenses fundamentally don't necessarily see some kind of corrective action, whether it's garnishee orders or even withholding their services of actually attaining and viewership and content from the SABC, there's a lot that they're contending with. But zero rating VAT just might be an option that the CEO hopes Parliament will consider.
So we all know about tariffs that President Trump has imposed on South Africa, 30% to be exact. Citrus farmers in South Africa seem to feel that it's going to hurt them.
And it certainly will, Sizwe. If we take into consideration the number of organizations we've spoken to, citrus growers, those in the grape environment as well, we've had countless conversations with them since the beginning of the year of the potential impact that tariffs could have on them. This also comes at a significant time where we've actually seen increased demand of South African products, especially in the first quarter of this year, to markets like the US. So essentially, more and more organizations, specifically the Citrus Growers Association, has been calling on government to speed up their efforts to identify new markets that they can export to, as they are raising several concerns about the impact of the tariffs. Not only will that mean perhaps lower volumes that they're able to export because the inflationary impact and price increases would then fall on U.S. consumers who might choose other citrus products versus those grown in South Africa, but also coupled with that, the long-term ripple effects that they also see in terms of job creation opportunities in the agricultural space in the country. So still a long road ahead, but one that does raise significant concerns all around.
And then what are the markets looking like?
Markets, while we continue to flirt with new all-time highs. Just yesterday, we touched an all-time high on the JSE All-Share Index. And essentially, that psychologically important 100,000-point level is presumed to be passed this week. 99,653 points is where we will open up from. Currency-wise, we are holding our own. 17.62 to the US dollar, 23.74 to the British pound, and now at 20.60 against the euro.
Thank you very much. It brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.